Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives. Welcome back to Empire Building. I am here with my beautiful co-host, Wendy Papazan, and this is Seychelle here with you guys today. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, listeners.
We are so excited to have you because we actually have a very special guest for you today. And this is someone that we admire because she's an incredible leader and business person, but also her business that she is in does a phenomenal job with how they serve people in Springfield, Missouri. And we have the amazing Carrie Wersch with us today. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. This is amazing.
Yay. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
And something I'll tell you right off the bat, but you're going to learn a lot more about her firsthand, is that she is a phenomenal leader. She's does two roles full-time right now. She is the lead buyer's agent, but she's also the director of sales for the Adam Grady Real Estate Team in Springfield, Missouri. And Wendy and I both know when you do those two roles, that is a lot of work that you are doing. So we're excited to dive in to that with you. And part of our excitement as well in talking about Carrie and her team is that we are going to be bringing her best life to Carrie's town. We're coming to Springfield, Missouri.
Coming to Springfield.
Springfield. And they're going to be hosting our Her Best Life crew on December 4th. So if you are listening and you can mark your calendar for December 4th, we would love to have you come join us. And we're hoping you're going to get to see Carrie there too, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
well, and Carrie, tell us a little bit about your accomplishments.
So I am the lead buyer's agent and director of sales of Grady Real Estate. We have a team that is seven agents in production. I have a team within a team. So I run the buy side. I have two showing partners. And my husband is now on the list side for my team. And we'll probably get into that and how that kind of became something. So,
well, and tell us a little bit, because I know, well, I saw you on stage at Keller Williams' big event. And I was like, wow, this woman is a complete dynamo. She's doing an incredible amount of production. She seems like she's got most of it together. You're super articulate. So, I mean, tell us just a little bit about what kind of, how many clients you're dealing with at any one time.
So I'll kind of go back just a little bit because I think that, you know, I didn't just come in to be a buyer's agent, right? So I started off in real estate, in commercial real estate. I was the director of first impressions for a commercial real estate company, worked there for about 3 years, and then went in to become an individual agent on my own. I started off at a boutique brokerage because I was really, really into the idea of not wanting to be one of 100. I wanted to be one of 14. And I felt like I was going to get this really amazing training and learn all these amazing things by being really, really small. And I think the most transactions I ever did in those 3 years was 12. So in July of 2012, and I had been in contact and had communication and relationship with Adam Grady for a very long time. I knew him from high school.
Such a good guy. Really an amazing leader in that he succeeds through other people. It's actually so rare in our industry. And the fact that he has all these amazing leaders around him is a testament to his leadership too. So shout out to Adam.
Yeah, he's amazing. I'm so thankful that he's able to make his world big enough for me to fit in. And so I had met with him and he just was like, make the move, come over to KW. And so I moved over in 2012 and I just plugged in to all of the training and opportunities and traveling and Mega Camp and Ignite. And so with doing that, I then grew my business. I was the top individual agent in 2013, 14, and 16.
Wow.
What's up, girl? Way to go, Carrie.
Okay. So the only year you weren't top agent is the year you had twins?
Yes, and I missed it by 2 units.
Oh, those damn kids.
It was one for each child.
I know. So, but got my first MAPS coach in 2015 because I was like, I'm pregnant with twins. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, am I going to be on bed rest for 3 months? Like, you don't know. And it was the best decision I ever made. Paul Brenner Schultz, I love him. And then in 2016, I had told my husband, I was like, you have to get your real estate license. You have to come help me. This business is growing and I really think we can do this great together. So I built a team in 2017. And so I had an executive assistant and I had my now marketing director. She was my first hire, Kelsey. Still work together. I'm so thankful to have her alongside of me. And my transaction manager, she still works with me too. So we had built a team and we had done 88 transactions that year. And in 2018, Adam called me up and he's like, can you meet me in 2 hours? Meet me at this restaurant. And I'm like, am I in trouble? Like, what's going on?
Meet me for pancakes. Of course, you're completely exhausted with basically toddlers. You're like, yeah, of course, I'll be there.
Well, we were on ALC together too. And we have been on ALC together a couple times in the past. And so we meet at this restaurant and he's like, I'm going out of business with my buyer's agent. And I was like, oh, wow. You know, okay. They've been together for a while. And so he's like, I want to go in business with you. And I'm like, what? You want to go in business with me? Like, why? And he's like, I can see the things that you talk about in ALC or the things that you have pain points around, leverage. I can fix that for you. What does this look like if we combine our teams? And so we did this merger and it wasn't a big merger. I was a team of four. I think he was a team of six. And so we just became, you know, this group of 10. And we literally sat there with an org chart and I just watched him in his brain. I mean, he's just fascinating. And he's just like, this person here and you over here. And this just makes sense. And what does this mean? And so it wasn't an immediate yes. I'm never an immediate yes. It took a little while. And he finally was like, how many handshakes and hugs are we going to have to do? And then we decided to do it. And that was 2018. It was May. And that year in 2017, he had done 104 buy-side transactions with his previous buyer's agent. And then, you know, I grew that business up into the 200s. 2021, we did 264 buy-side transactions with two showing partners.
Say that again.
Yeah. Yeah. That year was wild. 264 buy-sides.
That's one a day.
First off, that's freaking incredible. Huge, huge kudos to you guys. That's awesome. I want to, before you get to the 220 and he was at, you know, just over 100 buy-side deals and you're deciding whether or not you wanted to get into business together. A lot of people stop right there and don't merge, don't get into business together, don't decide to partner up. And so I would love to, you said you had several meetings that you needed to have to wrap your head around that. Like, can you talk us through a little bit of like the yeses and the nos as to why it made sense or what held you back? Because I think a lot of people come up to the edge of that decision and are afraid to jump off the fence or decide not to partner. And so I would love to just to unpack that a little bit.
Thank you. I appreciate you asking that. It was a really tough decision. I mean, you know, this business is a lot about ego and it's a lot about you and like your face is on the sign and your name is on your card and your name is on the, and I remember like having all these conversations with Justin and like, you know, weighing out the balances and
that's your husband.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, at the time my girls were three and you know, there's that pressure of like the real estate and then you've got salaries and then we're both in real estate. There's no backup plan, you know, and then like you've got all these things that you want to do. And, you know, you could look on a top down report and it looks really great. But once you like get down to the nitty gritty of like what the financials are and taxes and salaries and all these different things, and it's like it's a lot of pressure. And I don't know that if anybody else would have asked me to do this, if I would have done it, it was the way that Adam came and approached me. And he was like, I have a vision for what this could be. And I want to be in business with you. And it was a vision that he cast so big. And he put it out in front of me and like literally drew it out to where I was like, this makes sense. And I remember saying to him, like, tell me someone else who has done this. Show me a team within a team that we can mimic so that we can do this the right way. Because I always want to do everything right. And he was just like, Carrie, he's like, I just know that you and me working together, this is going to be great. And we just need to put our foot on the gas pedal, let the wheels fly off the train and just start going. But, you know, we would meet and I would be like, but what about, you know, what if Kelsey isn't in on this? And what if Courtney isn't in on this? And, you know, what if you end up not liking working with Justin? Like, he's my husband. Like, what are we going to, you know, there's other factors that's just bigger than him and I. We really were trying to make sure that we were building a team that was going to be something that we would be together. And I will say every one of those people that when we merged are still with us.
That's amazing. That's actually really rare. We've done three mergers like this now. And a lot of times the team that comes in, they are the ones that shed the people. just from what I've heard, typically because there's like more standards and things like that. But, and I'm assuming that Adam and Justin get along.
Oh, Adam and I are the same person, and Justin and Adam's wife, Sarah, are the same person. Adam and I are both just like, go, 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 go. And, you know, so that kind of works. But it's funny because we're like, we now have a team full of like really amazing culture, really great best friends. I mean, our transaction managers, they all travel together and we're all like, wait, they're all of them are gone. Like, what do we do? You know?
Okay. I love that. So you decide to merge and tell me a little bit about that, because it sounds like it was pretty smooth in the end, but I'm sure there was some hiccups along the way. So maybe.
No, it wasn't smooth. Oh. It was messy.
Yeah.
It was messy. Like, I remember standing at my desk and Adam came on. He's like, he walks behind me and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm working on this inspection. I'm writing this contract. And he's like, nope. And he's like, I'm taking that away from you. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I'm going to show you what leverage is. He's like, you're not going to do this anymore. I need you to do your 20%. I need you to do the things to move the business forward. And you're going to give everything else away, which is really uncomfortable for me because, you know, as someone who is a very high D and I ran a team, I want to do it. I can do it the best. I'm the only one that can do it, which is ridiculous.
Well, it's true until it's not true.
Yeah.
You know?
And so we literally just built systems. And I remember just being like, this is working and let's do this. And then we would find a hole and I would be like, okay, we're going to fix this and it's never going to happen again. And so that's one thing that has become really big on me is I'm really huge in tracking and I'm really big on systems. And whenever we were going through this, it was like, even just like the strategy session, you know, the showing partner would sit in the strategy session with me. And I'm like, what a waste of time. Like, I've now wasted an hour and 30 minutes of your time that you could have been, you know, it's 40 minutes for a strategy session, but that's 30 minutes that you could have been driving somewhere to go meet somebody to do a dollar producing activity that I've now robbed you of. Like, no, we're not doing that anymore. So it's just even those small little efficiencies that we just made to where we were able to just move a lot faster. You know, we realized that it was really great to have a buy side transaction manager and a list side transaction manager doing contract to close. That way they're not going back and forth. And then we have a mess up in a file because they're having to do something different. Just one lane. Everybody just do that and do that really, really good.
What I hear that you and Adam both value is quality, right? Over quantity and people. It's the quality of the person, the quality of the relationship. And then through that, it drives the quantity of the opportunity. And that's to have that in both business partners, I think is really rare. Something you mentioned was that you've struggled with leverage in the past. And having twins and then merging a business and having your husband in the business means everybody's working a lot. What did leverage have to look like as you guys were merging your businesses? And what does that look like for you today?
So when I had my own team and Justin was a part of that and he came on as a buyer's agent. So I was the lead rainmaker and he was the buyer's agent. So when we merged teams, he was now a showing partner. It made sense. That was his role. He understood. What we realized in that year of them being three, that doesn't work. Like two buyer's agents living in the same house with three-year-olds.
Yeah. No.
And so it was like, you know, picture the weekends. Wake up in the morning. I go to hot yoga. He's showing clients. I take the girls with me. And then I get home. I get cleaned up. And then I pass the twins to him. And then I go and show property. We're literally just doing this until it's 5 o'clock on a Saturday. And now everybody wants to write offers. So then I'm then writing offers until, you know, 6 or 8 o'clock. And I mean, it's just no.
So stressful.
Yeah.
It was. And Adam and I were talking and he was like, let's just hire another person and let's have Justin just do all of your listings. So obviously the business that you've had for the past, you know, 8-10 years, you've got a really great sphere. And so let's really, really focus on that. And you work your people, but give him all of your listings. So we made him the listing agent. So that's how I have a team within a team. So I have him as my listing agent. And then I've got the two buyer agents, showing partners underneath me. And he runs with the listings. That works. Even like last week, I wrote 12 offers in 72 hours. And then we had listings coming on. And I'm like, I can't, right? There's not enough of me's. So and it's perfect because he's great at that stuff.
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
What kind of help did you need to get? Maybe at home? Did you get some home help during that time? Or
so I remember Jason Abrams came to Springfield and he was speaking. I love Jason. I remember my first mega camp. He was on stage with Gary Keller in 2012 telling his story. And I was just in awe of him. It was my first Keller Williams experience. And then he came to Springfield and I can't remember the exact class that he was teaching. I can picture like where we were at Relics and I can picture the exact location and what he was doing. But he was like, everything is leverage. Everything is leverage. You hire a lawn person, that's your leverage. You hire a cleaner, that's your leverage. You hire all of these different things. And the best leverage that I ever did, and which was the scariest, was, you know, we have a nanny. And I remember when the girls were 6 weeks old, I took them to PDO, which is like a parents' day out.
Yep.
But it's not full coverage. And I'm like, okay, this is great. I'm a new mom. I'm failing really fast.
That's the only way to fail as a parent.
Yeah.
That's the bare minimum. That's perfect. Yeah.
And I remember going in December and I went in and I was like, I'm probably not going to come back. I was like, I appreciate you guys, but this just isn't going to work for me. And, you know, one of the people that worked there, Lisa, she was like, well, what do you need? And I said, I need more help. I'm like, I love work. Like whenever I get stressed out, I want to come to the office. I'm backwards. And so she's like, well, I can help you. And I was like, well, what do
you're
you
need? You're not backwards. It's just different.
She goes, you need help from like 3 to 5. And I'm like, yes. She's like, well, I'll just take them home with me. And I'm like, okay. But at the same time, there was like a really good feeling about she's handling like 8 babies at a time. Like 2 is no big deal. So I was like, okay, like, what does that look like? So we did that. And we did that until May. And it turned out she lived 2 streets over from me. Like all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, what? So this turned out to where it was like, she was just right there. She was a neighborhood over from me. So then May, you know, school gets out and all that kind of stuff. And her time frame changes. And she's just like, I just want to work with you. And I'm like, I can't. Like, I have my, you know, I've got my own salaries I've got to pay. I'm commissioned. Like, I just don't know. And I was like, I'm just going to have to think about it. She comes to me the next day and she's like, here's all the things I'm going to do. She literally brought me a sheet of all the things that she would do. She was like, I'll clean, but I'm not going to deep clean. I will help pack. I will take your pets to the vet. I will help with, you know, your decor. I can pick up your groceries and just like all of these things. And I'm like looking at this list and she's like, and I'll just do this all for you. And it'll be from, you know, 8 in the morning until 5 and whatever. And I remember like being like, oh my gosh, like, yes. And so that's the best leverage that I've ever had because we don't really have like help. And babies are hard.
Yes.
And Lisa has been with us. Our girls just turned 10. She's been with us for 10 years and she is the right hand of our family. Our girls love her. She helps us so much and that's the best leverage. And I think that's one thing that people don't realize that you need. And it's the best hire that we've ever made.
Yeah. It's usually, especially for women, that first hire is a home hire. You know, I think we think about getting help at work, but really getting help at home is really the most important thing.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So you got a taste of help, getting help with her. And she sounds amazing, by the way, and she's been with you for 10 years. So what a dreamy outcome for that decision. So what is on your not-to-do list these days?
You know, I think that I got really big into be where your feet are. If you saw my calendar, you would be like, like what? But at the same time, it's like, that's how I get through my days. And I move really, really fast, but everything is on my calendar. my hot yoga is non-negotiable. Like, everybody wants yoga Carrie. Like, you want me to go to yoga.
That's your Halloween costume, by the way. It's going to be yoga Carrie.
And so I think that, you know, just living by my calendar and making sure I'm protecting the things that are really important to me. I always say whenever I'm at home, I want to be home. When I'm at work, I am at work and I am probably moving 1,000 miles a minute, but it's because whenever I'm done with the end of the day, I want to cross that last thing off and I want to be like, I'm done, you know, so I can go home or I can, you know, I have never missed a gymnastics meet or a swimming meet or a parent teacher or anything. You know, I have an appointment on my calendar. I'm not available. I protect my schedule very, very well.
So just to kind of finish out that story, so you merged with Adam, your husband is still on your team successfully, your kids are growing. What does your world look like today in terms of your responsibilities? And, you know, help us unpack that. What would you say 260 buyers that you worked with? And you worked with all of them.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I negotiate with all of them. We're currently at our team with 7 agents in production. We just hit 407 closed and pending. So I'm also director of sales. So I meet with all of the agents and I help them move their business forward and everything else. So I think just showing up every single day, you know, ready to win the day, I think is the most important part.
How do you do that? How do you show up?
I was just about to ask.
Yeah, ready to win the day.
Diana Kokoska, many years ago, I remember she had, and I can't remember where I got it from. I don't know if it was from Boulder, if it was from a different event, but she was talking about really high achievers and really successful people always start with zero. And that was something that took me I had to really figure that out. But I mean, I think that every morning waking up and being like, I'm at zero. And what is my accomplishments for the day? And really understanding what the goals are to have that achievement and success that you can feel. I think the biggest issue with agents is that they do a lot of movement and they're not tracking and they don't know their conversions. So they don't know if it's a skill or a system that they need to fix. And so by the end of the day, they're like, I've had all this movement, but I have had no achievement. I'm just a super high achiever. So I know what the big rocks are that I need to knock off for the day. And I go for those at the very, very beginning. And I think that that's one thing that our team as a whole has done really, really good at is I'm like, what do you need to accomplish today?
So practically, what does that look like? I'd love to know, like, before you get out the door, what your morning routine looks like. And then maybe the first 2 to 3 hours of every day, like, what does that look like?
So before I leave, I'm already looking at my day for the next day. So my day starts the day before. We do a morning sales call every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We have that separated out into Monday is ISA, Wednesday is buy side, and Friday is list side. So it's very, very intentional with our agents. I get into the office and I'm immediately like looking at what my day is. Depending upon the day, you know, on Monday, I do all my tracking, right? On Tuesday, I meet with my buy side. So I know what those appointments are, and then I'm prepping for those appointments. I like to know like if there's any contracts or negotiations that I need to do on the front end, and I prefer the buyer appointments in the afternoon. So that way I can get all of the things that I need to get done, and all the phone calls that I need to be made, and you know, setting up other appointments or getting ready for buyer appointments that are coming in and having those prepped. And then, you know, usually in the evening, like closer to 3 or 4, I usually am, you know, running through inspections, seeing if there's any additional negotiations or anything like that, making sure we're set up on everything, checking in with my transaction manager.
Amazing. And what do you do before you leave the house in terms of your family, your mindset?
Like, what time do you get up?
Yeah.
So I'm not a morning person. I mean, I'll be completely honest with you guys. I am not a morning person. I feel like I extract so much energy throughout the day. Like, it's amazing how much energy is used working for other people and making decisions for other people and then making all of their decisions and their dreams come true. Like, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
So, you know, my big thing is just getting the girls out in the morning and getting them, you know, my girls every single day when they walk out the door, they say, bye, mommy, go win the day. You know, it's the sweetest thing in the whole world.
Well, which is pretty good because they're teenagers now, right? Or close to it.
They're 10.
Okay, they're 10. Okay, yeah. They're still sweet.
Yeah. But I don't have like a really beautiful routine. I am not, my husband gets up every morning at 6 and gets in the gym. Like, that's him. Me, I'm more of a, I go to hot yoga and do taekwondo with my mind. And
is that after work then? Or is that on the weekends? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I love that. So you get all your stuff done by 5 or 6 and then you head to hot yoga and that's your recharge, relax.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not really relaxing, but yes.
Yeah. Well, you're not the relaxing type of yoga person. Doesn't seem like.
You get that? I've heard that before.
I'm picking up on that. I don't know why.
I have a question for you. So you're fully running two roles right now. And when you look at what's next for you or what's ahead for you, what is the part of these roles that brings you the most joy right now? Like, where do you want to be spending your 20%?
So I've really, really loved to see the growth of our agents. It is really, really amazing. I mean, Colton started off, he was a teacher at a school and Adam had done a transaction with him. And then he came into real estate with us. And to see him grow from the brand new agent that he was to the agent that he is now with 20 doors investments, he just had his third baby and he's already done over 100 units this year, closed and pending. I mean, just that growth that he's gone from, you know, beginning to now, to Bo, who, I mean, he came from California. He just had another baby as well. So he's got 3 kids and just seeing his growth. I mean, that's what's been really, really fun and being a part of that, right? So I meet with them and I do their 411s every other week and we're talking about the goal, the gap, and, you know, are they on track year over year date? And then seeing that growth with them, that's been awesome. It's been so cool.
So I have a question for you. So what you said is like dealing with people's hopes and dreams and their personalities and all of that is a lot. It's just a lot to have. So I know you got hot yoga, but like, what are some like Jedi mind tricks you have to be able to just set all that aside at the end of the day to be fully present? And I know you're not 100% fully present. Like there's probably some things that are, but in order to have like that big of a day and that big of a life, you must have some kind of like Jedi mind tricks to be able to just be like, you know what? Home is home and work is work. And so I'm here and I'm present.
I am big into meditation. Yeah. So, I mean, like it's sometimes just driving in the car, being completely silent. I'm a major podcast person, so I listen to all kinds of podcasts. So, I mean, it could be something about just like patience or calmness or meditations and all of those kinds of things, but it really is hot yoga. I mean, I went through pretty significant infertility and I feel like hot yoga was like what saved me, or just yoga, just the breathing and intentionality. And I take that everywhere with me. I'm really, really big on breath and breathing. And there's a really great book called Breathing for Warriors, and it's great for if you're, you know, into yoga or running or weightlifting or swimming. And it's just the different ways that your breath can calm you. And typically whenever we hold our breath, it goes back to, you know, a trauma or something that happened and then where that holds to. So I think I've gotten pretty big into that. But even like in the shower, like whenever I do breath, I'm like inhale, you know, negativity and negative headspace, and exhale positivity and breath. And, you know, I am, you know, special. And like those affirmations and gratitude you have to do to yourself is so important. Like you start with you first. And I know that may sound crazy, but if you were living in my head, you know, I was listening to a podcast this morning and Mel Robbins said, if you locked yourself into a room with a bully, how would your headspace be? And then if you locked yourself in a room with your best friend, what would your headspace be? And which one do you choose? And so it can put you in a completely different place. And I think that that's what's really, really important. So I'm very, very protective of my headspace. And I do believe in gratitude journals. And I teach that to my girls. Like my girls, I've sent Jordan Freed, my coach, a couple of things that my girls have written out that he's like, I can't believe your 9-year-old wrote that. You know, it's just all about positivity and believing in yourself.
Well, your girls are so lucky to have you as an amazing role model of an incredible working mother who's also present at home. And we didn't talk about your marriage, but you guys are working together and you're still married. So that's a win. It takes a very strong man to love a strong woman. And I'm sure our husbands are all very strong and actually a really manly man in order to be able to do that. So today was gold, Carrie. You're so humble. I mean, you are honestly so, so humble. Your accomplishments are completely extraordinary to be able to work with all of those clients in 1 year and do what you do and be a present mom and come home and shut off at the end of the day is really incredible. So a few takeaways for me, you know, we've got you know, winning the day. I know you're not a morning person, but it still sounds like when you get into the office, you already know exactly what your big rocks are. Your day has started the day before. Your day has exercise, because I know hot yoga, I've done hot yoga. It's not relaxing. It's hard. It's really hard work. It's hot and it's exercise, and it's a way to like sweat out all the toxins of your day. You do a lot of gratitude, meditation, and you've got an amazing system of help both at home and at work. And that's how you're able to successfully do it all. So thank you so much for coming and sharing your extraordinary story. And I'm just excited to get to know you better. Like I said, it was so great to see you on stage at Family Reunion. And hopefully when we get to Springfield, we will get a chance to hang out a little bit more. So I can't wait for that.
Absolutely. We're going to do that. Yeah. Yes.
So guys, go out there and continue to build that big business and even bigger life. And thank you so much, Carrie, for being here with us today and sharing your story.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This was amazing.
Hi, guys.
Bye, guys.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not Keller Williams Realty LLC and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.